Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Tomorrow marks the end of an era for Jennifer Reason as she will end her 9-year run as artistic director of the Sacramento Vocal Ensemble, RSVP Choir. Thankfully, you can still catch Jennifer and her wonderful voice here on Cap Radio as our midday classical host. RSVP stands for Reconciliation Singers Voices of Peace. The ensemble started back in the early 2000s with really a singular goal of performing concerts in the Sacramento community to benefit local charities. And tomorrow night, Jennifer and her team at RSVP will perform a concert at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Sacramento to benefit a cause that they are all very passionate about, music education. In fact, it will feature 4 local students who have benefited from music during their high school careers. And with that, we're joined by Cap Radio's Jennifer Reason, along with Allison Cagley, founder of Friends of Sacramento Arts. Good morning.
Good morning, Vicky.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right, what a treat. Okay, so Jennifer, talk to us about RSVP and how did this ensemble come together and how did you get involved?
Well, I love this ensemble with my whole heart. It's the most beautiful gathering of human beings. It was founded in 2000 by our founder, Julie Adams, who literally just had a dream one night that she thought we were going to sing for food. Literally to bring food to the homeless would be where the money went. And from there, it's expanded to all sorts of charities. And I heard them probably 17 years ago and said, oh my God, I'm singing with them. So I joined, I auditioned, I got in, and I've sang with them for 15 years before I took over the position.
You know, a lot of people might know you as a pianist.
Right.
But you also have a wonderful voice as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
How does it feel that you're going to be closing a chapter on something that was so special to you?
I mean, anything that is that impactful and that big of a time, I mean, it's a decade and a half. It's bittersweet, to say the very least. And it's been just the greatest gift of my life. So I'm feeling quite a number of things about it.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a beautiful bow on it tomorrow for you. Yeah. I mean, this ends your run as the artistic director. And the concert is planned at the Westminster Presbyterian Church located in Sacramento. And you chose music education as the beneficiary of donations for this free concert. You know, what led to this kind of collaboration with the church and with the mission?
Well, Westminster is amazing in this community. They host all sorts of concerts. They have long-standing concert series. They're amazing supporters of the arts in general. But my thought was, well, my final charity, which is our 40th charity, actually, that RSVP has supported, like, well, if I'm stepping down, it makes sense to support the type of outreach that will pass the mantle, so to speak. It develops the next generation. So go kids.
Yeah. Well, Allison, I mean, that brings me to you because you are the executive director. You're also the founder of Yes. Friends of Sacramento Arts. What's the origin story?
So the origin story was the mayor and a number of community leaders back in 2018 did a study of arts and culture and the creative economy in Sacramento. And of that came the plan called the Creative Edge Culture Plan. And it's to really uplift the Sacramento region, to support the arts, to recognize a thriving economy, a thriving community is thanks to the arts. And so the number one goal of that plan is restore arts education in public education, because 1 in 5 school children in California get arts. So 80% of our kids have no arts education in public school.
Wow. And that has so many benefits outside of being able to play an instrument or sing or express your creativity.
Yes, there are study after study, both national and statewide, on the academic benefits and on the social emotional benefits. If kids have arts, they're 4 times more likely to graduate, less likely to drop out. And especially now after COVID and social isolation, the need to heal and the arts can provide that healing and that sense of community and wholeness that is irreplaceable.
Yeah, it's intangible. I mean, it's really special. So Jennifer, I mean, I would imagine music education has drastically shaped your life and obviously your career as well.
Absolutely. My mom was a music teacher, so we didn't really have a choice. I started when I was 4, but quickly realized that this was the best way for me to become a human. Sometimes I couldn't handle the emotions or couldn't handle the words or find the words to say, and music was absolutely always there.
So talk to us about really like the four potential stars of tomorrow night, these four high school students. How did this come about?
Well, I was thinking, gosh, if we're supporting arts education, why not highlight it being actively implemented? So I asked four incredibly talented high schoolers to join us. And one of the high schoolers actually wrote one of the songs. So I can't wait to feature that.
Yeah, and we're going to actually get a little preview of what people are going to be enjoying tomorrow night. Talk to us about the first piece that we're going to hear, Ave Maria.
Ave Maria. It's written by a young woman named Jessica Franchi. So part of my mission is to highlight all voices in music. So this is just a lovely a cappella prayer, if you will.
If you have trouble staying present, this is a great tool to stay present.
Absolutely.
to zip it and just take it all in.
And just take a slow breath for once. Yes.
Yeah, it's wonderful and emotional, too.
Yeah, yes. Very.
So the next song is Flight Song.
Yes, Flight Song is really about this concert. It's about the power that music has to uplift you above all of these struggles and in a way that only music can.
I mean, we all took that in as an audience, but it can take your breath away, right, Allison?
Tears to my eyes.
How does it feel performing this?
Incredibly powerful. You can feel the audience kind of holding your breath and being right there with you, and you can feel the impact it's having. Mm.
You know, for your organization, Friends of Sacramento Arts, how integral are partnerships like this with the RSVP choir?
Well, it's a multifaceted thing because you think about it's not only inspiring future singers and artists and musicians and fine artists and sculptors, but also the future patrons. And so being able to bring your whole family to concerts like this introduces children of all ages to the beauty of music that they may not have otherwise. And the concerts are free, so there's no reason that families of all capabilities can enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, having it, incorporating it into a lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know, people may not be aware that they can do that when you say that 80% of children don't really have access to music education.
Exactly. Exactly. And to be able to provide that sense of community and then with the students that are performing tomorrow night, the next generation of performers and patrons.
Hmm. So, Jennifer, for listeners who want to attend tomorrow night, you know, what are the FAQs, the details?
You show up at the church and you find a seat and you clap as loud as you can and then you donate to the charity.
That is wonderful. And it'll be, and you've already supported Friends of Sacramento Arts is the 40th.
The 40th charity,
which is just wonderful. When it comes to your organization, Allison, how can listeners get involved and learn more?
Yes, that's great. Well, as everybody is on social media, we have a great Facebook following, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And our website is friendsofsacramentoarts.org. And our vision is arts every day for every child in every school.
I like that.
Amen.
Yeah, amen to that.
Standing ovation.
I know that the chapter is closing for you, Jennifer, for RSVP Choir, but you are a very, very busy bee. You know, what else do you have planned to keep your creative juices going?
Well, obviously, I deeply love hosting classical music for our audience here. I'm also getting very involved with the Recording Academy and the Grammys, but on their advocacy side. So I'll be advocating for professional musicians in Congress. So I'm looking really forward to that.
That is the big leagues. Yeah. Jennifer and Allison, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Wonderful, this is wonderful
voices and music. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Reason and Allison Cagley are talking to us about RSVP Choir. They are going to be having a free performance tomorrow. We have all of the information on our Insight page, and donations will go towards music education for youth in Sacramento. And with that, that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. Here is more of the RSVP Choir. We'll catch you back here on Monday.